Hey, what's up? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. Make sure you guys have subscribed so you're not missing the episodes when they drop live. We are here Monday through Friday, pretty faithfully. Shit happens. I will say that. I'm the first to say shit happens. It is Microdose Monday, so we're going to talk about my favorite topic, which is microdosing psilocybin. If you've not heard of this, that is the magic mushroom, the one that people use to trip balls and have these wild, crazy experiences outside of their regular perception of reality. That's not what I do here. Microdose is taking a teeny tiny amount of psilocybin, and it makes big changes in my life. I don't feel anything drastic. There's no high, there's no response. There is nothing happens. I just have this like sudden warmth come over me and I feel connected. I feel grounded. I feel calm. I feel in control. I have that clarity. I'm back to being my creative self. I am confident. I am whole. It just absolutely brings me back to the present moment. And I think the present moment is so important for so many of us. We're all dealing with anxiety and we've made it this big thing. And the truth is, anxiety's always been around. It's just a part of the human experience. We're all, today's the first day this day has ever happened to you in your entire life. That's kind of crazy. Like we're all winging it here. Okay. We didn't come with a handbook. So right now, where you are is this is a monumental day in your experience of life because we are here on this day for the first time. And so that could be a little overwhelming. It gets a little crazy. And then we end up becoming kind of addicted to this anxious feeling, and it becomes a part of who we are, no matter how debilitating it is. We keep calling it in our life because we're so focused on what's next, what's coming, what's around the corner, what can I control? And when we are living in such a fast-paced, chaotic, unknown, like, I feel like so many of us are living in that unknown. We're just kind of in holding our breath. Okay. If you are watching current events in the world, no matter where you are, what you're focused on, it's a shit show. Everything's a shit show right now. It's easy to get caught up in feeling anxious because you feel extra out of control, extra out of control. And that's kind of exactly what the big plan is for the people that hate humanity. Okay. There are people out there that absolutely hate humans and hate the experience, and they've got the money and the power to destroy it. That's what they're doing. And so we get caught up in everything around us, which is part of the plan. It's hard to focus on the here and now. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, just absolutely ways to change your behavior. But I want you guys to know there is help if you are feeling anxious, if you are feeling out of control, and you want that feeling of just being grounded and being present in this current moment. I mean, when is the last time you were absolutely present in your life, not looking at your phone, freaking out, looking for the next thing, watching all the videos, getting your dopamine hits? I mean, like just in the moment of, watching your kids, being in that experience, being in the moment with your partner, whatever it is, like just being there, not worried about what's coming, not worried about what you need to fix for next week or all the things. I mean, anxiety becomes chronic, okay? If you are literally having trouble paying attention, if you are feeling restless, you can't sit still, if you can't say no to people, you have poor impulse control. One of the things I would tell people all the time is like, you just have to get disciplined. You have to get disciplined. That's not always the case. Okay. It's not always about discipline because sometimes those thoughts are out of control and it's not about controlling your thoughts. Okay. It becomes an automatic behavior response in your brain to react to anxiety, to react to your surroundings, to freak out, to try to control things. It's just automatic. Your brain is being programmed to have this specific response. And things are going to trigger that from here on out. And this doesn't mean that you're weak. It means that anxiety is super strong. And the only way to really stop this anxiety is to get your brain to stop sending out that signal. Okay. And there is science-backed studies that will show you psilocybin does that. It repairs the wiring in your brain. It actually repairs the communication that's happening inside your brain. I haven't gone out on a whole science podcast with you guys lately, so I think we'll do that next week just because I didn't mentally prepare to geek out on you. But that's it. Your brain can stop sending that signal of being anxious. It will help you stop spiraling out of control. The mushrooms help you get rid of the anxiety because basically psilocybin acts like a muzzle over these signals and they keep it from going out. So you're already just naturally feeling like grounded. You're already feeling whole. You're already feeling like a part of everything. And then the science part comes in where it actually gets your brain to just chill the fuck out. Okay. Just a little psilocybin. I'm talking about a teeny tiny amount. The anxiety signal is stopped and you don't feel anxious anymore. You can pay attention again. You can feel comfortable just sitting in a spot. You can feel restful when you're laying down. You can feel energized when you're walking. You say no to, you know, even the junk in my life. It is definitely something that has helped me not give a shit about not drinking alcohol. And I think alcohol is a huge detriment in society. It is this glorified response to having a great time or just even living life in a functional state, but it's so dysfunctional. Psilocybin has helped me a lot to not even want to drink. I mean, not want the extra junk food in my life. I know it's helped people stop smoking. It's helped people with even, you know, issues with drug addiction. You just don't need anything to cope anymore. Your brain is kind of getting itself in alignment. It makes life easier. It's basically you stop fighting yourself. You end up having this beautiful mirror in front of you where you can see this reflection of who you're really meant to be and all the things that you can face throughout the day. So it's not about controlling the thoughts. Okay. I was very toxic as a coach once upon a time when I was like, you have to control your thoughts. Your thoughts are everything. But the truth is we're going to have the thoughts anyway. It's just when we spiral and we connect them to emotion and we get them out of control, that's the problem. So it's about acknowledging our emotion and being able to pinpoint the core of things that we're feeling. So if you start to spiral, I know one of the things I could do is I take myself through that checklist of like, did you just have a thought that was ridiculous? Like, you know, something stupid, I'll be driving and I just have this random thought of like, man, what if I just drove my car off the cliff? Stupid random thought. It's just a thought. It's not something I'm going to do. Not something I have any intention of doing. Just a random thought, but it could elevate my heart rate because I start to think of the fear of like, what if I went off a cliff, even if it wasn't on purpose? And then our anxious thoughts just go ham. Like we just go crazy in this land of imagination, worrying about what could happen, what would possibly happen if that happened. And we just spiral out of control. It is just about not fighting yourself and understanding thoughts are just thoughts. We get to pick and choose the ones that we really want to bring into the core of who we are. Bring it into, you know, our current reality. Psilocybin definitely is beautiful to keep that separated. Okay. When the anxiety signal in your brain is off, you're going to feel relaxed. You're going to feel focused and you have this new source of energy. And it doesn't feel like, you know, the kind of energy if you're going to take a pre-workout where you have to absolutely run so it doesn't catch you. You have to keep ahead of it and you just feel like, you know, that nervousness, that kind of just gross feeling. This is a different kind of energy. It's a different kind of energy because it's not like I wake up and I'm pumped to run a fucking marathon. That's no way. Not even excited to like, you know, I don't know. You're just not, it's not that kind of energy, but it's the kind of energy where you just graciously move from one task to the next. You know, it has stopped me sitting there overthinking of like all the things I should do, everything on my list. I don't think about it anymore. I just wake up and I'm like, oh, I need to do this. Stuff will come in my awareness and I just get it done, moving from one task to the next. And it helps me to not get so distracted, you guys. Definitely. We've got squirrel brains, everybody does, where we have that tiny attention span. So we're focused on one moment and one little thing happens and we're all over the place. Okay. It just really helps you stay focused in the moment, centered, whole. You just feel good. You feel good suddenly. And I love that. I want that for you guys. If you have questions about this, I'm not going to give out a source, but I can definitely have you connected. And I personally will give you steps and kind of talk you off the cliff. I know it's very common. A lot of people are like, I got the products, but I haven't started because I'm scared. I'm nervous. It's absolutely okay to be nervous about this, because in high doses, this, I don't think everybody would have a really great time. Okay. I'm not one to do the hero's dose. I've been very cautious and aware of what I take. And I even have understood that the 4 days a week is maximum for me. That's the most I can do it, or it just doesn't feel right for me. And I will help you pinpoint your perfect dose. Okay. And nothing extravagant happens. If you take too much, it's literally, you will yawn. That's my biggest sign. Like yesterday, I definitely took a bigger dose than I should have because I had the yawns. And that is my sign of like, okay, that was a little much. I just scale it back a little. So I personally will help you through this process. I will answer all of your questions. I will talk you down off the cliff, and I will be there when you are ready to sing all the praises, and I will capture your testimony to share it with everybody. Okay. Why are people microdosing? Because you're going to have greater clarity. You don't have brain fog. You're going to have more energy. You're going to get rid of the negative thoughts that weigh you down. That's the biggest way I could describe the energy, is that you just don't have anything holding you back anymore. You're lighter and you're freer. So it's not like you're going to run a marathon and you have the zoomies, right? It's not, your ticker doesn't speed up. It's not anything unhealthy for your body. It's just all of a sudden you don't have shit weighing you down and you're free to move. Okay. You have more creative solutions to your problems. It connects you to your internal source of creativity. And that's it. You're going to perform better in your life. You're going to enjoy everything you're doing throughout the day even more. You have a greater sense of satisfaction about everything that you're doing. Science is there. You just have to try it for yourself for that experience. So outside of microdosing, let's have a talk about things that we can work on if we're looking to change our behavior. I talk a lot about you guys taking responsibility and then taking massive action. So many people have ideas. So many people, you know, have the daydreams, you have that internal instinct to do more, to make that change, to grow. That's what we're meant to do. Kind of staying still. If you're stagnant, what is the point right now? We want people moving and growing into who they're meant to be. And a lot of people think they want change. Okay. Everybody, that will be the biggest response. If I asked you today, what's going on? I need to change something about my life. I need change. The reality is, change is the last thing we all want, 100%. And it's because change comes at a high cost. That's the truth. Change costs so much that people would rather not change at all. You are so comfortable, even in your suffering, you're so comfortable that you're not wanting to change. If people really desired change, what I do would cease to exist. Self-development space, cease to exist. Most people would live their best lives and never have to look back. That's it. That's what you want, change. You want to live your best life and never look back, but you don't just want change. You want transformation. You want to transform. You want things to get better magically. And the problem is that most people don't realize that their behavior is the problem, and that making changes aren't going to magically fix things in the short run. Okay. Your brain is pre-wired. And this is why I'm obsessed with psilocybin, because it changes that wiring. So even if it takes you a year of microdosing, a year of just perfecting what it is to be in that present moment, isn't it worth that entire year to have your brain reacting different, to have the whole path in your brain that's ingrained to respond automatically just change so you can become a present creator in your life? There are still things you can do to change, to get yourself to change. And it is the only way to get different results in the long run. But you've got to stop relying on willpower alone. If you try to change behavior on your own, you're doomed. It's not going to work. No willpower is going to fix deep-rooted psychological problems, okay? Like addiction and mental health issues, okay? Instead of relying on willpower, I want you to focus on yourself, okay? There is this psychological concept that you believe you can achieve your goals. And if you want to achieve your goal, self-belief is the most important thing you need. So it's not about willpower. It's about believing in yourself. And that's a struggle. It's a struggle because we have been our own worst enemy for so long. We get stuck on the story that we aren't worthy. We aren't capable. You have been so stuck that you have lost that faith in who you are. You've lost the faith in your ability and potential to move as a creator in your life. This belief in yourself, once you attain that, it's going to move you to put your head down and do what it takes to reach your goal. Like, how many times have you told yourself that you need to lose weight or join a gym? How many times have you said to yourself that you're going to lose that 20 pounds you've gained? How many times have you failed? And the truth is, you're not alone. Most people fail. We all fuck up 100%. But no matter how many times you failed in the past, you could do this again. And this time you can succeed. This is where journaling is really important in my life because I can write down a new story. So maybe I'm stuck on that story of like, girl, you've always said you were going to lose the weight. You always said you were going to commit to this. You always said you were going to start working out. You've always said that you were going to quit drinking. You've always said you were going to do these things. And I have tried all of them and I have failed at all of that. And that could be the story I'm stuck on. Or I can write a new narrative of it's possible that I can lose weight. It's possible that I can get in shape. It's possible that I could get into a workout routine. It's about what's possible. And once you start to believe it's possible and you start taking action, you start seeing the truth and like, this is working. This is working. No matter how many times you failed, you can do this again. And this time you're going to succeed. And the best way to succeed is to stop trying the same strategy to get a different outcome. We are creatures of habit. That is the programming in our brain. Automatic response. You're on auto fucking pilot. Okay. We tend to assume that a process that worked for one situation is going to work for another. And that's our automatic response. I want you to stop living in that robot zone. Okay. And if you're not going to use psilocybin to help you get out of that rut, then you have to take action. You have to start that belief in yourself and you find the new strategies. Okay. So for example, you want to do something different. You might decide to skip dessert each night to reduce your weight, which might work in the short term, but after a few weeks, you're going to stall. So you reignite the progress by changing your plan. Instead of thinking about days, diets are the worst thing for you, but whatever change you're going to make in your life, it has to be a commitment period. Consider changing your approach to weeks. Okay. So it's not about like for 7 days, I'm going to stop doing this. It's one thing at a time. So maybe this week you're going to start skipping the dessert and reducing portion sizes. Once you're really good with that, the next week you're going to start burning the calories by exercising. This was one of the strategies that my husband and I used when we decided to stop drinking. We know we want to incorporate the gym into our experience. Okay. We know that that's needed so that, you know, we are strong and healthy. So when our kids move out, we can live our best lives, right? We're focused on the long-term goal. And it wasn't about like, okay, stop drinking, get to the gym today. We weren't doing everything all at once. It was a matter of like, okay, let's recalibrate our lives and see what it looks like without alcohol. Let's go through that process. And it does take time. It takes time because that was our go-to Sunday fun day every week. That was a thing. And we became addicted to that. So when you're letting go of an addiction, it's about focusing on recalibrating what your life looks like without that addiction. So if your addiction is sugar, it's saying, okay, I'm going to see how far I can do with this dessert without it and just see, you know, how that works out for me. Maybe you're doing a fast food, you know, you're anti-fast food now. Just get yourself through that week or two before you try to add something else on top of that. So we recalibrated, we got through the process of, you know, thinking alcohol was something we needed. And then we started incorporating the workouts. So then you can bring in the exercise or whatever the next step is. Okay. You don't do everything at once. It is one little thing at a time. And you've got to stop allowing other people to define what you can or cannot do. Okay. Society is going to try to assign you a role based on your interactions 100%. You have to take control of your life and realize that you are the hero of the story. People will tell you all the time, well, that's just part of getting old. You're going to be here too. People say that all the time because they want you to be with them. They didn't want to take responsibility that maybe they didn't have to age so fast. Maybe they didn't have to lose their strength so fast. Maybe they didn't have to pack on the weight so fast. Okay. Your habits in life are a part of your reality, but no one can assign you a role. You can change anything at any time. You don't have to be the person that says, oh my gosh, I'm getting old. My eyes are going to be getting bad. That doesn't have to be your truth. And everybody's going to tell you it is 100%. I promise your mind is powerful. No one gets to define what you can or can't do. You get to control the narrative and stop. When you stop depending on others to validate you, you start being your true self. Okay. And the problem with us is that we want to accept society's roles. And this means that we're going to sacrifice who we really are. If you really, really want to follow your heart, you have to be the real you 100%. Start the search for that part of you that you need to express. And when you find it, do not be afraid to flaunt it. You don't need anyone's permission. You don't need anyone's validation. You don't need anything. And you've got to get rid of this idea that you can grow without pain. Change is painful, and it usually comes along with deep-rooted emotions, okay? Because we are so, at our core, stuck on every moment that has made an impact on us. And when you take risks, you're going to feel pain at some point. This is the thing. Life is always beautiful when you live it to the fullest, 100%. You're going through the pain, but you will always find the beauty in that pain. You have to get outside of your comfort zone. You want to change for the better. You can't stay comfortable. And the truth is, no pain, no gain. That means you have to face your fear. You have to push beyond apprehensions about the consequences of your actions. You have to keep moving forward. Ignore other people's adverse reactions to the change you're considering. Avoid reading articles or watching videos that are going to teach you to not make changes. That's one of those things. I fucking hate this whole, you know, body image, body positivity. You turn on TikTok and you've got some 300-pound girl stuffing her face with food talking about, I love my body. You're not loving your body if this is what you're doing. Okay. Stay away from that kind of toxic shit because, yeah, we want to watch a video where we can love ourselves and still indulge in all the things that are bad for us. Is her body a representation of love? Absolutely not. There's a lot of hate she has going on, and I'm sure it's deep rooted. I'm sure there's a child wound in there. Someone hurt her, and that person has continued to gain power where she's abusing herself. Okay. Does she need to start from a place of loving herself in this moment? Absolutely. But loving yourself is not making videos shoveling food into your face for likes and comments and people to support your toxic relationship with yourself. That's bullshit. And if you're on social media, you're getting caught up in this. Stop looking at the videos and the highlight reels of people telling you that that toxic reality, that version you want for yourself is a possibility because it's not. Okay. It's not, you don't get to live a fulfilling, joyful life at peace without change, 100%. Okay. You cannot marry the opinion of other people when you ask for their views because their views may not be what you need or want to hear. You've got to stop letting your old habits and behaviors control your life. If you embrace this change, then you become the captain of the ship. You become the creator. And that's what I want for you. I want for you to take control and to stop living by excuses, stop living by, you know, default mode. I want you to take absolute responsibility. And if you need help for that, 100%, I'm telling you, microdosing is going to set. It's going to set the map for you to take these steps to get out from under your auto response, to just wake you the fuck up. You're on autopilot right now. If you want to wake up, microdosing psilocybin is going to be the catalyst for that change. Okay. So feel free to reach out, message me on any platform that you can find me, and I can help you get set up to start your journey. If not, just continue to stay the course with the podcast, don't miss an episode because we talk about all these changes and I don't always bring up psilocybin. It is just something that has genuinely worked for me. I love to share that. I think the world is, you know, psilocybin deficient. Honestly, I think a lot of things can change in our lives if we can just get in the present moment and stop operating from default mode. So change, no pain, no gain. That's it. You guys have to face it. It's life is tough and you're miserable right now. And I think sometimes we think change is going to be miserable and it might be in the short term, but either way, you're going to be miserable. Which outcome is going to bring you the most fulfillment in your life, the most peace, the most joy? It's not staying stuck. I promise you that. I will talk to you guys later.